Holy Week, Monday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Abroad the regal banners fly, now shines the cross's mystery. Upon it life did death endure, and yet by death did life procure. That which the prophet king of old hath in mysterious verse foretold is now accomplished, while we see God ruling nations from a tree. Blessed tree, whose happy branches bore the wealth that did the world restore, the beam that did the body weigh, which raised up hell's expected prey. Hail, cross, our hope, on thee we call, who keep this mournful festival. Grant to the just increase of grace, and every sinner's crimes efface. Blessed Trinity, we praises sing to thee from whom all graces spring. Celestial crowns on those bestow who conquer by the cross below. He had no beauty, no majesty to draw our eyes, no grace to make us delight in him.
Psalm 44. My heart overflows with noble words. To the king I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you for evermore. O mighty one, gird your sword upon your thigh, in splendour and state ride on in triumph for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand, your arrows are sharp, peoples fall beneath you, the foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure for ever, a sceptre of justice is the sceptre of your kingdom, your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right hand stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
He had no beauty, no majesty to draw our eyes, no grace to make us delight in him. I will grant him very many people as his own for surrendering himself to death.
Psalm 44 continued. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your Lord. Pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favour. The daughters of the kings are clothed with splendour, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name for ever remembered. May the peoples praise you from age to age. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I will grant him very many people as his own for surrendering himself to death. God has given freely of his goodness to us in his beloved Son, in whom we gain our freedom through the shedding of his blood.
A Canticle from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
God has given freely of his goodness to us in his beloved Son, in whom we gain our freedom through the shedding of his blood. A reading from Romans chapter 5. As if God meant to prove how well he loves us, it was while we were still sinners that Christ, in his own appointed time, died for us. All the more surely, then, now that we have found justification through his blood, shall we be saved through him from God's displeasure. Responsory: We worship you, Christ, and we bless you. We worship you, Christ, and we bless you. By your cross you have redeemed the world. We worship you, Christ, and we bless you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. We worship you, Christ, and we bless you. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Intercessions. Let us turn in prayer to the Saviour of all. By dying he destroyed our death, and by rising he restored our life. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Christ our Redeemer, let us share in your passion by works of penance. Let us attain the glory of your resurrection. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Grant us the protection of your mother, the comforter of the afflicted. Help her to extend to others the consolation you have given us. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Take care of those we have discouraged and those we have wronged. Help us to learn from our sufferings so that justice and love may prevail in the end. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. You humbled yourself even to accepting death, death on a cross. Grant to your servants obedience and patience. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Share with the dead your bodily glory. Let us rejoice one day with them in the fellowship of the saints. Sanctify the people you redeemed by your blood. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Almighty God, grant that we who are constantly betrayed by our own weakness may draw the breath of new life from the passion and death of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.